Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1102. Our topic is Q&A, and the title is Best Equipment for a Home Gym. So to listener reach out, thank you as always for the listeners who participate in sending questions. It's awesome. Thank you. And they said they wanted to build a home gym. They're also a personal trainer, so they were kind of wanting to build a home gym that they could use to train people as well. It's something that they want to transition to. I guess they have been training somewhere else, and they wanted to kind of make their own place. So that was kind of where this came from. And they asked, in a sense, what are the must-haves, and then what are the would-like-to-haves in regards to gym equipment. Now, I have clients everywhere. I've been very, very, very blessed, and through 2020 and whatnot, I've been able to expand my online clients. So I have clients from New York to Florida to California, all across the United States, and I have clients in Europe and South America. And it's super fun, really enjoy it, love it. And we do a lot of just video reviews, and I write all of their programs based on whatever their equipment availability is. So especially whenever a lot of people's gyms were closed, man, we were scrambling to find it, like options and things to do at home. Some of my personal trainer clients, they stole some equipment from their gyms and were able to do some stuff at home with various equipment. But you can, at the end of the day, you can make anything work. You can get in amazing shape with just your own body weight. Now, is it a little more enjoyable and a little easier to do when you have certain equipment? Absolutely. But it all really comes down to like the style of training. I have one client, for example, they have a pull-up bar that's drilled into the studs of their basement, I guess the ceiling, you know, in the basement, and they have a TRX system off of it. That's it. That's what we have. We have a pull-up bar and we have a TRX system. And I've been working them for over a year in every single month. So over 12 programs have been unique, brand new, using bodyweight TRX and a pull-up bar. That's it. And they're freaking happy as hell, and they're enjoying it, and we're having fun creating a lot of options. I have another client that has just adjustable dumbbells, and that's it. Another client has adjustable dumbbells and a exercise bike. A couple people have like kind of pieced together odds and ends. Another client has a squat rack, adjustable bench, barbell, and weight plates, and that's it. No dumbbells, no other weights, and they compete in powerlifting, and they do pretty damn well. They actually have a state record. So you can make anything work if you're willing to put in the work. But what is most common and what I would recommend would be is to have a squat rack of some kind, something that you can, you know, kind of unrack and rack a barbell other than off the floor. So if I want to do, you know, back squats, front squats, barbell lunges, you know, anything like that, bench pressing, you know, things, I want to be able to take it off of a rack rather than off the floor. Now, maybe that's just squat uprights. Maybe it's a full cage rack. We'll get into that in a second. There's a lot of options. But some type of squat rack, some type of squat stand, something like that. You want a barbell? Now, do you need to have a barbell? No. Like I just said, I have a client I've been working with for over a year that just has a TRX system. I have tons of clients that just have dumbbells at home. They don't even have a barbell. But I would recommend a barbell if this person's asking recommendations for their training plus training you know, other people. A barbell is a very, very useful tool because you can do an endless amount of exercises from it. So it would be a good recommendation. Having weight plates then would be a good recommendation to go with a barbell. We also have an adjustable bench. The adjustable bench is a good option because you can do flat. Some adjustable benches will do a slight decline, and they all pretty much do variable degrees of incline, and that's very helpful. It's not much of a price difference if you're going to buy a regular just one size like flat bench versus adjustable bench. I would go with the adjustable bench. Just so many more options. And then adjustable dumbbells. Can you buy just a basic, you know, set of dumbbells? Sure, they're expensive. Can you buy some odd pieces, you know, some 5s, 10s, 15s, 20s and get away with just that? Sure. But having adjustable dumbbells helps. There are power block dumbbells. There's a lot of new variations of dumbbells. Iron Master has a set. There's Nubels, N-U-O-B-E-L-L, that have like a twist handle on them that go, I think, from like 5 to like 70 pounds. So there's a lot of options. When it comes to adjustable dumbbells, I would consider size. The ones that I think are awful are like the Bowflex ones that are like 7 foot long and plastic. They're just going to get in the way of a lot of movements you want to do. So I would try to find adjustable dumbbells that are relatively smaller in size. Power Blocks, Newbells, those N-U-O-B-E-L-L, and the Iron Masters are all pretty good options. Might they be $400, $500? Sure. Can you find them on Craigslist used? Yeah, probably. But honestly, that's going to be pretty much enough for most people. Squat rack, barbell, plates, adjustable bench, and adjustable dumbbells. You can damn near do anything you want to do with that. You can add in some smaller like price options, like adding bands, getting a set of bands. You can do micro minis, minis, and then like the normal kind of bands. Maybe the three lightest style of like 42-inch long bands. Those are very helpful for a lot of different exercises. Hip circle from Slingshot, I think slingshot.net. Or how much you bench.net is a hip circle is a great lower body kind of tool, and it's only like $20-$30. And then you can get a landmine device. If you don't know what a landmine device is, just go to YouTube and search landmine exercises, L-A-N-D, landmine, M-I-N-E, landmine exercises. And you can get ones like off Amazon, like that just or like a post plate. You would put it in like a plate laying on the ground, and you can then put the bar into the landmine device and do a bunch of things off the with the barbell, and that's like $40. So bands can be less than $30, hip circles $20-$30, the landmine is $40. So for under $100, you can add, oh my god, over 100 exercises with just those three devices themselves. And then you want a horse stall mat. That's going to be the cheapest way to do gym flooring. Horse stall mat from like Trader Joe's or Trader Horn. Trader Joe's is food, I think. I think so. It's Tractor Supply. There he goes, from Tractor Supply. Horse stall mats, they're 4 foot by 6 foot and 3/4 inch thick. They're going to be great for you. I think they're like $40 a piece or $60 a piece. Pretty cheap. You just need them underneath the rack or anywhere where weights might fall to the ground. Now, you can deadlift inside the cage of your rack if you have a full cage one. If you just have squat stands, you can deadlift right to the front of the squat stands. But you want to have enough horse stall mass to cover your squatting area and deadlifting area. And for most people, that's going to be like maybe 4 mats. So really, you can get a lot of stuff done with just that. And then add kind of extras from there based on your preferences and like training styles. So again, you're looking at a squat rack or some way to unrack a barbell rather than having it off on the ground all the time. You then need barbell, weight plates, adjustable bench, adjustable dumbbells. You can get all this stuff used off Craigslist if you want, or like Facebook Marketplace. You want to then add resistance bands, like the 42-inch long bands. There's a lot of exercises you can do with those. A hip circle and a landmine device. Again, you can get all three of those under $100. Horse stall mats are like $40 to $60 a piece. I forget which price they are, somewhere in there. And then you have your flooring for your gym. And you can absolutely create insane, amazing physiques and be super strong, lose all the body fat you want. You can do everything you want with that stuff, I promise. I've done it, like I said, for clients that have far less than that. Far, far less than that. Now, the companies, like what are the best companies to go with? It really actually more so goes to what you want, like from the equipment. So for example, some of my clients, they have squat racks that fold away because they also have to use their like gym area is their garage. So if they want to park their car inside, the equipment has to get the hell out of the way. So they have squat racks that fold away, barbell and plates that like lean up against the wall, adjustable bench can tilt upright and pushed into the corner. Adjustable dumbbells don't take up much room at all, so they can still use like their garage for a garage and for a gym. You might have, maybe you don't need to do that, so you have a full cage kind of power rack rather than like a squat stance. I have one client, they do strongman, so they have a yoke at home, and the yoke is heavy duty enough they can use it as a squat rack as well. So they bought their squat rack not based on the company, but because they wanted a yoke that also can be used as a rack. Other people bought, you know, their squat racks not based on the company, but due to the functionality of being able to fold it away. Or some people, they have just a, you know, an area that's exclusively just a gym, so they can have a full like power rack, full cage rack. And then barbells, there's not one perfect barbell for everybody. If you like to do a lot of Olympic lifts, you want a barbell that has good spin, has kind of medium to soft knurling so it doesn't chop your hands up like a powerlifting bar would. So if you're a powerlifter and you do squat, bench, and deadlift, you might want a powerlifting bar. If you do CrossFit and kind of a lot of Olympic lifting or general use lifting, you'd probably want a regular bar or just a general use bar. Powerlifting would be too damn mean and it would chop your hands up. So really, the companies don't matter as much as what you want the equipment to do, the functionality of the equipment. Now, some companies to check out. Sorinex is a little expensive, but the quality is amazing. You will die before your equipment dies. So Sorinex is what I purchased for Brutal Iron Gym. I love their equipment. I've gotten to see the facility and talk to the owners. And just love it, love it, love it. I am very, very, very happy that I purchased equipment from them 10 years into it. And the barbells I have are still looking like they're brand new. It's amazing. The only place that has a little bit of wear is just where the barbell hits into the J-cups when you rack the bar. But they're 10 years old and they work perfectly fine. They're still spinning smooth. Our Olympic lifters still use them and love them. I have squat racks from Sorinex. I have a lot of other equipment like cable functional, cable tower. I have a seated cable row. The amazing, amazing, amazing equipment. I love it. What I also love, they were the originators, I believe, of 3-inch by 3-inch tubing that has 1-inch holes everywhere on the fronts and the sides. I know Rogue now does like a keyhole on the side, but regular holes in the front, which is just kind of annoying. I'm sure they have reasons for it. But what I like about Sorinex is all of their attachments can be used on anywhere on the rack. So I can have one rack and set up, you know, 3 or 4 different exercises off of it because of all the different functionality of the attachments. So I love Sorinex, absolutely. But then there's Rogue Fitness, there's Titan Fitness, there's Rep Fitness, so all the fitnesses, Elite FTS, and then there's a company Bridge Built. I had a client bought a squat rack from them called a Phoenix rack, which is a fold-up and portable rack, which is badass. It actually looks really cool. I'm jealous. I think it's a pretty cool option to have. So what they do with that is when it's rainy, they train inside. When it's sunny, they go outside, and they like training with the shirt off and being out in nature. So they'll just wheel the rack out into the driveway. Actually, the one time they have a pond in their backyard. So they were in the backyard training by their pond. And they said it was because their dog was running around. They just wanted to be out with their dog. Pretty cool. But just pretty neat that they have the ability to have it be fold up and portable. And it's only like $700. That's crazy for the good quality that it is. So there are more options that I would even be aware of. Probably in like people who sell equipment nowadays. It's just it's a huge, huge market. And when the coronavirus came and everybody had to start to work out from home, the market absolutely blew up. So prices were crazy, availability was scarce, and a lot more people got into making equipment and a lot more people got into selling used equipment. So those prices went stupid high. So there's a lot of availability out there. So I would think of first, what do I want to do with my equipment? And then I would start to think of, okay, who sells the equipment that does what I want it to do? I would think of that rather than saying, okay, I trust X company, I'm just going to pick what they have. You might box yourself into an option that isn't fitting the style of training that you want to do. And that's going to be more annoying. And the quality is high enough over most large companies that you don't have to stick yourself to a single company. So I would write out some programs for yourself. For this person who's a trainer, write out your own programs. Write out programs for your clients. See what you would typically pick. Maybe look at programs written by other people, ones that you can purchase. Check out and see things, you know, online. See what equipment is needed, what equipment is most common. You know, get rid of the outliers. So if there's, you know, pieces of equipment that would be nice to have, but you really only use it once or twice or few and far between, don't buy those at first. You know, buy the most common ones, buy the most basic ones for the style of training that you like to do. So you can have, like, if I have one client has a curved treadmill, which is a badass style of, like, treadmill, and then they have free weights. Adjustable dumbbells. They do a lot of running. They love running. They used to be a runner, and we do some kind of fitnessy stuff and stuff involved. But they love running, so they spent the most of their money on the treadmill, and then they just bought some cheap-ass adjustable dumbbells because that's what they like. So they don't have a squat rack. They don't even have a barbell because it's not what they like to do. So figure out what you would like to do first, what equipment is needed to do that, and then by the common denominators. Know your budget and what options you want, and then start kind of piecing it together. Sometimes you can find stuff where you can buy it now when there's, you know, 6 month no interest or 12 month no interest. Try that if you want to. You know, it's a good way to pay it off slowly, especially if you're going to be a personal trainer. Just take your client money and put that right back into the buying the equipment. So maybe you can buy more like equipment at a higher cost than you could afford today, but by training clients, you can pay it off and, you know, get that done before the interest kicks in. I would not go into interest debt, and probably shouldn't go into any debt, but you definitely don't want to go into interest debt. So try to do no interest on cards and things like that. You can also buy cheap now, just enough to get something going, you know, save your money over time and then sell, you know, the cheap thing plus put the money you saved and buy better replacements later on. So you can just upgrade something, you know, every 6 months or every 12 months, upgrade something every, you know, segment of time. So you can sell the thing you had plus a little bit of saved money and buy an upgraded option. And that's something you can do and be very successful and build a pretty awesome home gym with that. I would focus on functionality over something being pretty. Make sure whatever you buy can produce results. Make sure your money goes towards producing results, not just because something looks pretty. It is nice to have a nice environment, but you can do that with music. You can do that with some cheap paint on the wall, some posters on the wall. You know, like paying for things, you know, paying several hundreds of dollars so everything's green might not be the best way to spend your money, you know, if you can take that same money and buy one or two extra pieces of equipment, you know, or one or two steps above quality of equipment. I would definitely put your money towards functionality and then come back later and try to paint walls, put posters up, you know, and maybe over time you can get something, you know, painted. I mean, you can get it, you know, I would work on the aesthetics later. Really, I would. Also consider costs if you want to have like air conditioning. So if you're in a like an unair-conditioned gym, make sure you save some money for an air conditioning unit or a heating unit. If you live in a place that has, you know, temperatures that vary, what are you going to do for music? Are you just going to blast your iPhone? You're going to put in some speakers. What do you want to do with that? What do you want to do with lighting? You know, you don't need to necessarily make a posing studio in your gym, but you want to pay attention to like kind of the quality of the environment as well as the equipment. Then make sure you buy stuff at times of sales. Every company has equipment sales, like on Black Friday. They typically will have Christmas sales, maybe even like 4th of July sales. You know, typically around the holidays, there's going to be some type of sale where, you know, maybe at least you get free shipping, or, you know, you buy this amount of money, you know, you buy $500 worth of stuff, you get $100 free kind of thing. And then you can even email companies and say you're looking for shipping discounts or sale discounts. Like, I only live about an hour and 15 minutes away from Sornix, so I don't have to pay for shipping if I'm willing to drive down and get it. So if I want to take a trip down on a Saturday and get it myself, then I can save myself some shipping money. So really, I would always buy stuff on sale. Really, I wouldn't pay more for it if they're willing to put it on sale. You know, so if you only have to wait, you know, 6 more weeks to get something on sale, I'd certainly do that. But if you have any questions beyond this, and just reach out or email us, brutalirongym@gmail.com, like this person did. If you're looking at like programming options, like, okay, this is the equipment I'm thinking about getting. How can I make programs out of this? Is this enough to make a program? Shit, hell yeah. Email me. I'll write you 1,000 programs. You know, I'll help you come up with conceptual programs where it's like, okay, if you have this equipment, here's what you can do with that equipment. So I was telling my wife, Meredith, I have a document that she has helped me learn how to save on Google Drive so I don't lose it. But I have a document that has an exercise name and then a YouTube video tutorial. And it's just in Microsoft Word, and it's line after line after line after line after line of that, where it has the exercise title, the very next line below is a video link, and then the next line is the next exercise, the next line below is the video link for that one. So every 2 lines is an exercise, and that document is 140-some pages, I believe, right now. So it is, let's see here, 142 pages. It's well over 2,000 exercises is what I pull from when I want to train, like when I want to write my client's programming. I have it now where I use the control F function, like the find function, and I'm like, okay, well, I want them to do, you know, dumbbell goblet hold, heel elevated, reverse lunge with a slider. I just start typing that in. Boom, it pops up. I copy, paste, boom. Then I write in the reps I want them to do, the sets I want them to do, the progressions I might want them to do. But that's over 2,000 exercises that I write my programming from. That's insane. If you are not aware of how high of a number that is, most trainers are going to be using maybe 100 to 200 exercises. Most programs, like automated, like artificial intelligence programs, are maybe going to use 500 to 1,000. I bet you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who can mentally just think of 2,000 different exercise options anytime I want to find them. So I've been doing this for 19 years. This is what I love to do. And it's a lot of knowledge. So if you're stuck with how to be creative with what you have, please reach out. I promise. Like I said, I've written months on months on months of programs with just a TRX and a pull-up bar for somebody. So I promise I can help. Before you have to dump a bunch of money on equipment that you're not sure if you want to spend the money on, just reach out. I'll help you figure out how to use the equipment you have just for more options. And then over time, you can see if you really did need that equipment, or it lets you make a better choice of whether you want it or need it. But if you need anything at all, just let me know. Our email is brulearnjim@gmail.com. I'm always happy to help. If you have specific questions about certain, like, you know, equipment pieces, let me know, and I'm always happy to help. But hopefully this was at least some good basic information to get your mind going, to get you started, and have an idea of what would be, you know, kind of the best approach if you want to put together a good home gym. Okay, so you can pretty much do it anyway. Just think of how you want to train. What are the most basic things that you would need to train that way? Buy them and get going. getting your results, okay? If you need anything at all, just email us, brulearnjim@gmail.com. I appreciate you listening to the podcast very, very much. If you like today's podcast, if you think this podcast overall, the podcast itself, is helpful, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. So I appreciate those that have been sharing. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean app and through the link, podcast donation link on our Instagram bio link. So that's awesome. And then if you want more information from us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brulearn Jim. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there is ever anything you need, I'm always here. My email is brulearnjim@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.